Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. In this place. Oh, my goodness. Thank God for Jesus. Thank the Lord for what he's doing. It is Saturday morning. I know y'all know that, but, you know, in some places it's Sunday, but it's Saturday morning, purpose for godliness, praise and glory. Oh, my goodness. Listen, no matter what you're doing today, God desires to have a conversation with you. I was just listening to, I like good preaching. I really love good preaching. I love good preaching. I was listening to a message just a few minutes ago, and it says God created us so we could have fellowship with him. Listen. Every day of the week, God desires to have a conversation with you. Yes, you. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith. Get your coffee, your journal, your Bible, and let's talk on purpose. It's 8 a.m., you know, out here in California. Get you motivated on a Saturday morning. And let's just have a wonderful time in the Lord. I have some announcements and going to talk again. I share with you again what we talked about yesterday, some words of encouragement to help you with the purpose God has placed in you. Call in number 347-989-0144 every weekend at 8 a.m. Join the conversation. Let's talk on purpose. That's my tagline. Let's talk on purpose. Email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com with your comments, your prayer requests, your questions, even suggestions that you believe will help this ministry to grow. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/purposeforgodliness. And don't forget to email me anytime at purposeforgodliness to submit all your comments, your questions, your suggestions, prayer requests. You can inbox me on Facebook. Get in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/purposeforgodliness. Nope. blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith, and you can do that. I want to hear from you. Let me know that you're listening to the show. Help me boost ratings. I'm working on another venue or what have you. So a lot of things God has placed on my heart to do, and I pray he gives me strength and longevity to do the things that he has placed in my heart to do. Amen. So purpose for godliness, Saturday morning, praise and glory. I'm going to play another song, and we'll be right back. I'll be right back. 347-989-0144. Join the conversation. Let's talk on purpose.
Or
Yes, there is only one way. Oh, my goodness. I keep telling you all, I love Jesus. I love the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the presence of God. There's only one way. The Lord gave me in a conversation with someone, you got to have the right formula. Listen, all roads do not lead to heaven. All roads do not lead to Jesus. That is the wrong formula. Amen. That's the wrong formula. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to me but by the Father. That's the formula. I love it. I love it. We got all this other stuff, and it's all a lie. It's all a lie. Let God, let every man be a lie and God be true. All right. So let me give you my announcements this morning. I want to give a shout out to In His Presence. They're having their annual praise breakfast. Christian Women's Fellowship and the Board of Elders of In His Presence invite you to join them in their annual praise breakfast. Is Saturday, October 28, 2017, 8:30 to 12 p.m. In His Presence Sanctuary, 3463 Chicago Avenue in Riverside, California. $40 donation per person by October 14, 2017. Amen. I'm going to give a shout out to the crew In His Presence. Have always been supportive of Lifeline Missions Unlimited. Third Saturday, next Saturday, weather permitting, 10 a.m., Lifeline Missions Community Outreach at Kersen Park in Palmdale, California. The address of the park is 38226 10th Street East in Palmdale, California. Food distribution, clothes, care packages, intercessory prayer, fellowship, flyer distribution, door-to-door witnessing. And we do need volunteers and we do need donations. So I'll do my best to get that information out. But you can inbox me on Facebook, email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com for all the information. And if you would like to donate, would love it, love it, love it, love it. Just love to see you there and would really appreciate your donations. We are doing our best to win souls. That's our motto. That's our theme. That's our vision. Win souls we must. So every third Saturday, we are out at Kersen Park from 10 to 12 or so, ministering to the people. Sometimes we're there a little longer, ministering to the people. So we'd love to see you there. Amen. Purpose for Godliness, me with Minister Daphne Smith, every weekend, 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. As I said, the call-in number for the show is 347-989-0144. Email purposeforgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer requests, your praise report. Listen, I really want you to be encouraged knowing that God has a purpose for you. Come on, let's join the conversation with me. Let's talk on purpose. Regular announcements. I feel like I'm in church. Our regular announcements, our weekly announcements, service times for Lifeline Missions. Tuesdays, corporate prayer, Bible study, 6 p.m. Thursdays, noonday prayer. Sunday morning services is at 10 a.m. Every second Saturday, we have Women's Fellowship at 10 a.m. Every third Saturday, as I said before, is our outreach ministry. The address of our church is 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. And our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith. Amen. Pastor and founder of Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Pray for him today. He's not feeling well, but, you know, God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. All right. So I'm in a Tamla Mann kind of mood here this morning. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm looking at all the songs I have listed. But I'm in a Tamla Mann type of mood today. So we're going to play another song. And Listen, if you have a prayer request, 347-989-0144, I do ask that you tell somebody, share this ministry with someone. I believe that the Lord has given me a word to bless you and to encourage you. And, you know, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone. Purpose for Godliness, Saturday morning, praise and glory. All right, we'll be right back.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Me. Ooh,
amen. A wonderful change. God can change us. He really can change us. I am so inspired. I just heard a wonderful, I'm going to finish listening to the message later on today. I got some things to do. But I just heard a wonderful message by just an amazing woman of God. And just talking about the change God makes in our lives, and we need to be reminded that God makes a change in our lives. We really do, because God is coming back for a church after, you know, without a spot, a wrinkle, or blemish. He ain't coming back for this foolishness. I'm telling you now. Revelation said, when he come back, you that are filthy, you'll be filthy still. You will. Whatever condition you in, when he comes, when the rapture, you're going to be right there. You're going to be right there. If be holy, you'll be holy still. So I just desire, I feel the preach on me this morning. I'm telling you, I desire to be holy. I don't know about you, but I desire to live a holy life. And it's going to cost you something to live a holy life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. It's going to cost you something to live a holy life. You can't, oh my goodness, you can't live a holy life and keep doing what you're doing. I'm talking to us in the church. I'm talking to us that are believers in Christ. God is calling for righteousness and true holiness. That is what he's calling for. And for us to not use the formula, I guess I'll just go there, and for us not to use the formula that God has given us is a shame and a disgrace, as my mom used to say, a shame and disgrace before the living God, that we don't use the formula that he's given us. He's already given. All we have to do is plug in the numbers. That's it. Plug in the numbers. And I don't care if you use whatever formula you use and you still say you blessed. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. We have to use the formula that God has given us. I need God to change me. And regularly, every day, every second of the day, I need to be renewed and refreshed and inspired and motivated. All of that. And it only happens by us using what God has already put here. That's it. Not deviating from it and doing all this other stuff, you know, that we do and say it's God and it's not God. And you know, it's just a mess. But listen, thank God for Jesus. Because if your desire, excuse me, if your desire is to really be changed by the living God, true and living God, he will do that for you. When you obey the Spirit of God that is calling you and drawing you, he will change you. He don't change you just for today. And tomorrow, he's done with you. Nope. That change is consistent. Thank you, Holy Ghost, and constant. I'm telling you, Lord, it's just pouring into me. It's consistent and it's constant. Let me say that again. It's consistent and it's constant. It's perpetual. Listen, pastor says his word is ever unfolding. It's a living organism, ever unfolding. We don't ever stop growing. If you stop, then either you're dead or you're out of fellowship with God or something. I don't know. But this stuff we call holiness, it ain't holiness. That's something we made up so we can live how we want to live and still say we love God. That's just how it is. And let me say this to Anne, it is in your dress. It's how you dress. It's in your speech. It's how you dress. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's in your mannerisms. It's in your body language. Help us, God. Help me, facial expression, all of that. all of that. God changes it. I don't have a boyfriend and a husband. I got a husband, a man that I'm married to. I don't party. And see, I try to get away from that stuff because people say, well, Sis Smith, you know, it ain't like that now. We can do, no, Listen, even the Bible talks about partying and reveling and fighting and dissension and all that stuff is in the book. Now, if it's in there, because I'm telling you, the formula is in there. If it's in there, it's like Prego, it's in there. If it's in there, and there is a word prohibiting that type of behavior, then that's what the Lord desires for us to do. I can't be a party girl, and I'm too old now to be a girl, woman, whatever you want to call it, and still be partying and say I love Jesus and want to be a minister of the gospel too. That don't work. Changes everything about us. Everything about us. Everything. He changes our speech. He even changes He changes what we eat. I'm telling you, he changes our speech. He changes what we eat. Yes, he does. Changes how we dress, hairstyle. I'm telling you, God is concerned with every avenue, every part of our lives. Changes how we treat our husband, how we treat wives, how we treat our children, how we treat our coworkers, how we treat our employees. We don't have road rage every day throwing our finger up at somebody. I don't know why I'm going there. I think that song just ministered to me. We don't throw our finger up at people. We don't cuss folk out. You don't cuss folk out on Facebook and then the next minute you saying praise the Lord. What is that? Okay. All right, there is a formula, and we got to use the formula. We got to use it. He said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't be a lie. You can't be a liar and worship God. It's impossible. His word, he won't accept it. He didn't accept it from Cain. He won't accept it. He didn't. He didn't accept it from Esau. He just will not. He didn't accept it from Jacob. He will not accept it. He didn't accept it from anybody that's in this Bible. They all had to follow the formula that God had given them. So, my scripture. I would just keep going with this. My scripture comes from 2 Samuel 6, 1 through 9. And it reads, I'm reading out of the King James Bible, and then I'm going to try to find the Message Bible so I can read it to you also. It says, again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwells between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord in all manner of instruments of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when it came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the Lord. by the ark of the of God, by the ark of God. And First Chronicles 15, 13 through 15. For because ye did not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach. I got to start at 11. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Uzziah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself. Come on now. There it is right there. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order, or the made preparations. We didn't do what he said. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel, and all the children of the Levites bear the ark of God on their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of God. I want you to say there's a formula. You gotta follow the formula. We can't make it up. It can't be something that we, you know, just decide we're going to do because, you know, we just think we ought to do it. No, we have to follow the formula. I love it. I love it. I love it. Follow the formula. So I am working on asking the Lord to help me to follow the formula, because it's set for us. It's set, like I said yesterday. All we have to do is plug in. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. We don't have to make up anything, or you know, we just have to do it. We just have to do it. It's not rocket science. We just have to do it. Let me read this out of the Message Bible in First Chronicles, because I got to read it. And it says, David told them, you are responsible for the Levite Levitical families. Now consecrate yourselves, both you and your relatives. Everybody in the house got to consecrate themselves. I remember when we first got saved, Pastor and I, we first got saved, and we were going fast. And the kids would have to fast. Everybody in the house had to fast. I mean, you know, they fasted for like a half a day or something, you know. But everybody in the house had to fast. Cat, dogs, everybody. Everybody went on a fast. Everybody. Sanctify, consecrate yourself, you and your family. Because your family is a part of. So David is saying your family is a part of this. Everybody. I want to go somewhere. I want to go somewhere with this. Consecrate yourselves, both you and your relatives. Your whole house is saved. Let me say this again. I don't care if your son, your kids or whatever, they're doing whatever they're doing. Your whole house is saved. You want to see the blessings of the Lord. Consecrate yourself and your family. You don't get to, I'm telling you, the formula is here. You know, you don't get to live any kind of way in my house. That's just how it is. Now, if I ain't saved, we all partying together, that's one thing. But I'm saved, and everybody got to be saved in my house. Everybody got to consecrate themselves in my house. Now, when you get your own house, you can do whatever you want to do. But in my house, everybody said. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay, so I just had to put that in there. Consecrate yourself, both you and your relatives, and bring up the chest of the God of Israel to the place I have set for it, The first time we did this, you Levites did not carry it properly, and God exploded in anger at us because we didn't make, this is what I wanted to say, didn't make proper preparation and follow instructions. Wow, proper preparation and follow instructions. So the priests and Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the chest of the God of Israel. The Levites carried the chest of God exactly as Moses instructed by God commanded. Carried it with the poles on their shoulders, careful not to touch it with their hands. And then 16 says, David ordered the heads of the Levites to assign their relatives to sing in the choir. accompanied by a well-equipped band and fill the air with joyful sound. Listen, you, everybody, your relatives, family, y'all get in the choir. Let's sing. Come on now. There is a formula. There is a formula that God wants us to use. Be ye holy, for I am holy. I wonder, I did read the definition yesterday. But formula is from a Latin word, just so you know. Forma, which means shape and mold. We are made in the image of God. And we always, see, we used to sing these songs. We don't sing the songs no more. Have thine own way, Lord. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. And half the time... We're not yielded and still. We fussing, we fighting, we grumbling, we complaining, we saying we don't want to do this. We doing all this other stuff. But it's from the Latin word forma, shape and mold. It's a fixed form. Listen, it comes from a fixed form of words used for use in on ceremonial or social occasions. It's a fixed form. It's a fixed form. It's a procedure. It's a method. It's a procedure for achieving something. It's a prescription. It's a recipe. It's a blueprint. It's a plan. It's a method. It's a procedure. It's a technique. It's a system. It's a template. Oh, my goodness. Formula is a plan. It's a template. It's a blueprint. And that's what God has given us. Even on yesterday, we was talking about peace of mind. There's a formula for that. There's a formula for that. In Philippians, it says when we pray, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known. Then it says, and the peace of God, after you do this, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind. Then it tells us what to think on. We need to think on good things. I'm just saying holy things, you know, all the things, good report, those things that we need to think on. If we really want the peace of God that passes all understanding, we really have to do that. It really doesn't work if we don't follow the formula. I know people, you know, I'm back to what I said before. I know people say, well, it's working. You know, we don't have to do that. It don't take all that. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It really does. And it's taking all of that, whatever all of that is, taking the word of God, using it, applying it to our lives. It takes all of that, because we are really living in perilous times. We are living in perilous times where men are lovers of themselves. They don't care. People don't care. A man got shot in church because he was sitting in the wrong seat. I thought it was just a joke, or as someone say fake news. I really did. But it was true. A man got shot because the argument arose by him sitting in the wrong seat. Wow. Saw a video the other day of a man hitting a woman in the head because he was mad because she didn't have money. So he pistol whipped her, hit her in the head with the butt of the gun. I think there was a real estate office or something. There's no money in real estate offices. But he was angry because she didn't have money, so he hit her in the head. It's just things like that. When people rather believe a lie than the truth, even in church, we would rather, and I'm saying we in general, because I want the truth. Maybe y'all don't, but I do. I need the truth because I got to live, and I can't live on no lie. I need the truth. But, you know, the spirit of we'd rather hear a lie than the truth. You know, confused about gender. all of these things. Had a conversation yesterday, and I kind of made up in my mind now, I'm just going to speak when the Lord tell me to speak. If he don't give me what to say, I'm not saying nothing. So y'all might have lunch with me, and I might invite you out to lunch, but I might not be saying anything. I just, you know, it's just fellowship time. I told Pastor, I'm learning just to be quiet. So this conversation came up about this person's gender or whatever. You know, and now they're pregnant. Okay, whatever. Okay. But I know the word of God is right. That doesn't stop me from treating a person in love, with love and respect that's due them. But I know the word of God is right. The word of God is right. I'm going to say that again. The word of God is right. And we have to, and I know I'm sounding redundant, but I really want you and me, all of us, to get this. We have to follow the blueprint, the plan, the method, the procedure, the technique, the system, the template that God has given us. You got to have the right formula. Even when you're praising God, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. How is it that we come to church with our arms folded, looking mean, giving the pastor the evil eye? Like he going to change something. I don't understand that. We want God to bless us, but we won't open our mouths. And it's not like we can't. We won't. And so if you don't follow the formula, then worship for the most part, even if it's corporate, is messed up, which is one of the reasons that those of us that lead praise and worship are trying to pump and prime people. But let me help y'all, worship leaders. You don't have to pump and prime folks. You are to lead them into worship. If you are there, you can take them, but you cannot take them where you have not been. I love it. You cannot take them where you have not been. David, the Bible says David went and found out what they needed to do in order to bring in the Ark of God correctly. So once he found out, he was able to tell them how to do it and how to bring in the Ark safely. But if he had not studied or found out how to do it, he couldn't have done it. He could not have done it. He could not have led them to some place he had not been. Plus, he was already a worshiper. But he had plugged in the wrong numbers right in there. He didn't do that right. Somebody died. See, and that's the other thing. You know, when we don't follow the formula, it can cost lives. Maybe not physical. Spiritually, separation from God. Physically, it might cost somebody their life. So it is so important that we follow the formula, that we follow the formula. Amen, amen, amen. I want to read this in Numbers, because it kind of gives instructions just for your information. Numbers 6, 15 through 20. And when Aaron and his sons had made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary. See, and it was a formula on how to make the sanctuary. Oh, my goodness, down to the minute detail. You cannot tell me that God does not want to be involved in your life. You don't want him to be involved. You don't listen. All right, let me finish. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of the covering of the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. Come on, y'all. We keep playing with God. I'm asking the Lord to help me. I don't want to play with God. I just want to be honest and true, even in my mess ups. Something happened yesterday, and I consider myself a good student. This year with this dissertation, I keep telling folks, pray for me. I kind of been, I don't know, I can't even explain the mindset. You know, I just came in gung-ho, and I don't know what happened. And I missed a couple of assignments. And so my professor asked me what happened. I said, I don't have a clue. I couldn't lie and say, well, you know, it was this, it was that. No, I don't have a clue. Oh, how about, yeah, I don't have a clue. And the reason I'm shouting is this. You got to tell the truth. We need to learn how to tell the truth and stop disrespecting the Spirit of God that's in us. Okay, all right, I got to move on. This here is preaching to me. Okay, but they should not touch any holy thing lest they die. And then after that, the Lord gave me favor. Let me just say that. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, pertains the oil for the light and the sweet incense and the daily meat offering and the anointing oil and the oversight of all the tabernacle and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Moses and said unto Aaron, saying, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, cut ye not off the tribe of the family of the Kohathites from among the Levites, but thus do unto them, that they may live and not die when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them everyone to his service and to his burden, but they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. There is a formula. I wished I understood everything that the Lord is trying to instill in me concerning this. I'm not sure. I have an idea. I'm sort of like Abraham. He just said, go, I'm going. He said, preach, I'm preaching. But I'm realizing the importance of honoring God and honoring the things of God and honoring the people of God. We have lost the respect and the honor and the awe, A-W-E, and the fear that is due God. And I know people say, well, that fear don't mean that you got to be afraid of him. You know, you just respect him and awe him. Listen, I'm afraid of God. I mean, fear, you got to read the definitions of fear. There is a fear that's awe and respect, but there's a fear that's a phobia. Well, we get the word phobia, and it is connected to God, which means you fear him. Because, listen, I'm on a whole different thing. Anyone, any entity, I have to say anyone because words will not express what I'm really feeling, can't express. Anyone that has death, holds death and life in their hands, we need to fear him, capital H-I-M. Yes, we do. There is a certain amount of fear we need to have. And we've lost that because we don't see people, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost, help us, help us. We don't see people dying from being disrespectful to God. We don't see things like what happened. And thank God, I guess, I don't know, we don't see people that have touched the unclean thing and died. We don't see things like Ananias and Sapphira when they lied to the Holy Ghost and they dropped down and they dropped dead. We don't see things like that, and so we think it doesn't happen. But we have to follow the formula. And I'm, like I said, I really don't know why the Lord has me in this vein. Maybe it's just for me and I'm sharing it with you. I need you to pray for me because my desire is to follow the formula. I want to be true to the true and living God because he's always been truthful to me and faithful to me and has blessed me when I didn't deserve no blessings at all, not one, not one. I didn't deserve any of it. And he was still faithful. I still feel like I don't deserve anything God has given me. Anything. Anything that God has given me, I feel like I don't deserve. I do fuss, grumble, and complain, you know, and I'm working on not doing any of that. Grumbling, murmuring, complaining, any of that. Because I don't like starting over and all this kind of stuff. I'm working on it. And that is no excuse for me doing it. And I'm working on it. I know God has blessed me beyond measure, beyond measure, beyond measure, beyond measure. And I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to God that he has placed in my heart to, you know, the theme for this year, 2017, is the next level, victory, the next level. I'm grateful to God that he is instilling in me that I need to go to the next level. As I said, I started this year gung-ho, and my mind got cloudy with things and life. Because life happens. Things happen. You minister to people, and that stuff affects you. You know, life affects all of us. But I just want to encourage you, and I pray I'm encouraging you. Keep moving forward. Go to the next level. Follow the formula. We all need to follow the formula so we can go to the next level. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. It's a formula. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's a formula. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. It's a formula. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a formula. Touch not the unclean thing. Formula. All of that. The word of God. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Is the formula we need to live this life. And afterwards, eternity with God. We have eternal life in us already. I said that before. We have eternal life in us already. Some of us to damnation and some of us to peace. I want to see not just his face. I want to live with God in peace. I just don't want to make it in by the skin of my teeth. And I just want to be there. I just want to be there. I just want to be with him forever. It makes no sense for me to live in this life and then miss it. And miss eternity with him. And miss it. So if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, say yes to the Spirit of God now. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Say yes to him. Amen. Amen. I've just done a lot of talking and pray that I've said something that will encourage you. because I just want to be saved. Old folks say, I just want to be saved. And 99 and a half won't do. Running for my life, 99 and a half won't do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, just thank and praise you and magnify you for just this wonderful opportunity to share with the people of God. And I pray, Lord, that something has been said today to encourage your people. Those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, if they're listening and will listen, Lord, that you would minister to their heart and draw them to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. They can't come unless you draw them. So draw them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank and I praise you. Praying for those in the path of Irma, O God, thank you even for shifting the storm, for shifting. Confuse the storm, O God. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, confuse the storm, O God. Break it up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll forever give your name the glory and the honor and the praise for everything that you do, because you're the great and mighty God, and you are so worthy to be praised. The devil can't have us. The devil can't have us, because we belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. I got like a minute, 15 seconds. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. Just be blessed in the name of the Lord. Pray for me. Pray for Pastor. Pray for our church, Lifeline Missions. Join me again next week, Lord willing. I'll be here, Purpose for Godliness. Join the conversation. Let's talk on purpose. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I want you to know that you are Purpose for Godliness. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful change.